Learn connected speech with Matt Perland. Believe in the power of connected speech. A new 8-part English pronunciation course by Matt Perland. Lesson 8. Multiple actions. Unit 8.2. Why multiple actions? Why do we need multiple actions? The problem which forces us to use multiple actions is simple. Too many consonant sounds gathering at the end of the first syllable in a pair, making it harder to get to the necessary vowel sound or friendly consonant sound that makes a good connection. What causes multiple consonant sounds to gather at the end of the first syllable? In general, consonant blends and the letter S, which is usually pronounced Z. Consonant blends like und in friend, followed by S, create a three-letter consonant blend, uns, which is unhelpful for us because it is harder to get to the friendly consonant sound n that we need to make a good connection. The cause for the prevalence of z at the end of the first syllable, lesson 4, can be summarized as follows. Apart from common words ending in z, this is caused by the word being plural, inner contraction, possessive s, or s form in present simple. The friends were. S is plural. Her friends quite nice. S is in a contraction. Her friend's book was. S shows possession. He befriends them. S is S form in present simple. Blend plus S gives us multiple consonant sounds at the end of a syllable, which have to be dealt with by multiple actions. For example, the friends were one, move forward Z, two, change Z to S, three, delete D in blend, 4, rest on N. The friends were. Her friends quite nice. Her friends quite. Her friend's book was. Her friend's book. He befriends them. He befriends them. With blends, we will look at three different situations. One, blends with a friendly consonant sound, with and without S. Two, blends without a friendly consonant sound, with and without S. 3. Blends caused by regular verbs ending in ed. But let's back up a bit and start with sound connections which don't need any actions. Zero actions. VC and friendly connections are already good. No action required. one action. These are the actions we mentioned above. Train at, we move forward N to leave a VC connection. Trained. Hard time, we delete D when it meets T to leave a VC connection. Hard time. Bound to, we delete D in a blend to leave a friendly connection. Bound to. Go out, we add W in a VV connection to leave a VC connection. Go out. These are single actions and form most of the actions that we do in connected speech. 2+ actions. These are actions that we've studied in lessons 3 to 7. They are not based on blend plus S. For example, tracks been, move forward Z, change to S, move forward K, tracks been. Get the, delete T, add a glottal stop, get the. Last night, delete T, move forward S, last night. Must send, delete T, delete S, duplicate, must send. Friends support, move forward Z, change to S, delete S, duplicate, delete D. Friends support. Get him, delete H, move forward T, get him. See him, delete add Y, see him. Note, although this is a good VC connection, we often delete from the beginning of him, her, his in fast speech to get an easier to pronounce VC connection. Lesson 6. Note that we're dealing with mainly unvoiced consonant sounds. Which move forward without changing. Voiced consonant sounds change to unvoiced in CC connections. For example, V changes to F in the phrase have some, have some. And Z changes to S in likes them. Note also that the actions we use are the same as always. We follow the patterns as discussed in previous lessons. Move forward, most of the actions. Delete, T, D, H, and duplicate sounds when necessary. Add, W, Y, and R in VV connections when necessary. Add glottal stops. We add a glottal stop when T is deleted next to a vowel sound or friendly consonant sound. In other words, when we can no longer move forward or delete another consonant sound. Change voiced consonant sounds to unvoiced when necessary.